now joined on the line by our featured guest this week, actor Will Bradley. You've seen him, you've loved him on shows, big hit shows like ABC Family's Pretty Little Liars, HBO's The Normal Heart. Will Bradley, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm fine. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, really good. Really good.
You guys are just listening to Oingo Boingo. I love Oingo Boingo.
They're a great band.
Who doesn't love Oingo Boingo?
They're a great band.
No, listen, Oingo Boingo was introduced to me by Lainey Welsh whenever it was my first girlfriend when I was like 15 years old.
Oh, wow. Like, let's give her a shout out.
She loved Danny Elfman. She's still an awesomely cool chick. She's Lainey. She's got a kid now, I think.
Oh.
Anyway,
Wow, you're good. You stay in touch with your first girlfriend. I just want to establish this for the record. You stay in touch.
That's good networking.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think I've had some pretty cool ones through the years.
Wow, that's good. That's really good.
Oingo Boingo was introduced to me by Weird Science.
Which
featured Kelly LeBrock, who I considered to be my first girlfriend.
The amount of time you spent considering her. Yes. Absolutely. Now, I've got to ask you, Will, this is AM Talk Radio, so we got to do a little bit of the political thing before we talk about anything else. You're from Georgia.
North Georgia Mountains.
Yeah. So all the national division, all the big debates we've been having the last kind of year since the election on and Charlottesville and all that stuff. As a born and bred Georgia person, what do you make of all this? I think a lot of people in California don't really relate well to people who are actually in these red states, in these states where these conflicts are happening.
I don't, from my experience living and growing up in a red state, they don't really want you to relate well to them.
It's an effort. It's a plan.
I hate to say it. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're really, really wonderful human beings in the town that I'm from. And in fact, Saucy McCoochie is actually kind of like a decent little, like, blue sort of, what do you want to call it? Like, little blue bubble in the
middle. Little enclave.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I actually did some, there are some really bitchin' progressive people back home where I'm from. It is true, though, however, that I did recently spend a lot of time in Georgia. And after Trump was elected, and it does feel different. I did feel like a little bit not as happy and safe there, despite the fact that the people
really?
Are still good people.
Yeah. In your hometown,
with my family, I felt safe. With certain friends, I felt very safe. I didn't like Trump was a traumatic event. I mean, you know, I don't. The election of Donald Trump is more than just a. I mean, you can't just speak about it as though it's this thing that
happened
every 4 years.
Right.
That's ever happened before. This is not Nixon. This is not Reagan. This is not Bush.
No, it's not.
Miss Reagan, Bush, and Nixon. I mean, like
he did that for us.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to start talking good about George W. Bush. I mean, he's a war criminal too. But I'm just saying that this guy. I mean, this was a traumatic event for our country,
right.
And you can't just and it changed things for everybody. Like I remember, I would look on Facebook the day after he was elected, and so many of my, especially my female friends, that out from experience, with so many of my female friends saying things like, I can't stop crying.
Right. Basically, with the election of Trump, a lot of the things that remained unsaid under Obama became said.
Because Trump was elected.
Right? He had been saying it the whole time.
You mean like how much they didn't like, how much he doesn't like people that are not white, for example? Like,
right.
I oppose him with every fiber of my being. So if you're going to have me on the radio,
It's just interesting to get kind of a geographic because a lot of times this is an LA show. We go out on our big stick on our antenna out to Southern California, so we tend to get kind of the usual mix of people. But when we find people from Oklahoma or Georgia, people who can come in and kind of explain that. But there are a lot of people who even this far in. to the Trump presidency in Georgia when you went back and spent time there. People still support him. I mean, I think a lot in California, people think, and in New York and Boston and in the blue enclaves in various states, oh, yeah, everyone's lost faith in him. Everyone's turned their back on him. There's still a lot of Trump supporters out there.
And in fact, that's been – I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go for it.
But in fact, that's actually been a great illusion since the beginning that that he lacks support. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I know that he didn't exactly win the popular vote. I know that. But I mean, let's face it. I mean, I say what you will about Hillary Clinton. I voted for her. I will proudly say. This should have been a landslide victory on her behalf. This should not have been.
It shouldn't have been.
This should not have been a close call, much less should this man have made it thus far.
But it was. It was.
Kind of political race. Yeah, you know, he won. I mean, exactly. I mean,
but even Trump said that she should have won.
Oh, she made a whole series, which are now coming out in the biographies and things like that. Made a whole series
coming out in
biographies coming out of various people. Okay. In her book,
in which she makes all the same mistakes all over again.
People are like going on Facebook just to say, "Oh, I'm not entirely bothered that Hillary Clinton has a book." Like it's so weird. Like, I mean, what do you think was going to happen? I mean, she's a politician. She's going to write a book.
This is what they do. Now I got to ask you, Will. In addition to these great shows that you've been on our TV and gotten a lot of fans out there, you're now back on the stage doing a great little play, apparently a comedy called Walking to Buchenwald. Doesn't sound very funny. Can you give us a quick pitch on that and the details of where people can go see you?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me, in fact, I have a cheat sheet right here that I'm going
Excellent.
To get information from while I talk about Walking to Buchenwald. Because our press contact, Lucy Pollack, has done a really wonderful job, and I think that if she puts this stuff together, I should read it.
That's always a good thing.
So if you don't mind, I will actually read one thing about it, which is the what that she has written, which I think is great. World premiere of Walking to Buchenwald. That's what the world premiere. That's important to know.
Okay.
Though it has been through several iterations and adjustments by Tom and by various readings, many actors in LA have come up to me and talked to me like, "Oh yeah, I did a Walking to Buchenwald reading like in 2000,
right?
Whenever I like for a while, this was like a 15-year-old play, a protean comedy. Great phrase with shattering consequences when Schiller and RJ take Schiller's parents to Europe. Both couples learn what it means to be American in a world that no longer admires the U.S. I don't necessarily know that the world has ever admired the U.S. at this point, but the world in this play no longer admires the U.S.
No longer.
Guinea pigs play cricket.
Death Ooh, wow.
Talk. And an unexpected trip to a concentration camp leads to a shocking yet poignant conclusion. In a stroke of non-gender-specific casting that dramatically illustrates the extent to which acting can change a story, two women alternate with two men in the roles of Schiller and RJ. So I think this is all like really good information about people should know about.
Sounds great. And you know, you got me. You know when you got me, Will? You got me at guinea pigs playing cricket. Yeah. I don't know what kind of CGI you guys are rocking in that theater, but I'm going to go there just to see guinea pigs playing cricket. Now, can you give us the when, where's, and how's? Where are you playing? How do people get tickets?
Well, the best thing I will say, I don't want to spoil too much, but the best thing about the guinea pigs playing cricket is that it's actually a literal thing from the play. It's not actually even a theatrical image. It's an image that Tom saw in a taxidermy museum and put into play.
Brilliant. That's the kind of avant-garde theater we need to support.
That sounds like a name for a band. Guinea pigs playing cricket.
Yeah, your next side band.
Great name for a punk band, I think.
So,
I go through life looking for punk band names.
That's a great one. That's an absolutely great one. So it's playing where, Will?
It is playing at the Atwater Theater Village, but it is Open Fist Theater Company.
Okay.
At the Atwater Theater Village. Let's see, I got the address is Atwater Theater Village, 3269 Casitas Avenue. There is free parking around that area, and if you guys want to get a ticket to this play, you can go to www.openfist.org. which is the website.
Right.
General admission is $30, but
$30 sounds like a bargain and free parking.
That's the beautiful thing about theater is that like it is a bargain and yet. You know, I mean, it's kind of funny. Like people, like I've said this before to people, like you'll pay like $250 one night a year to see. I was about to say Prince, but he's dead.
Yeah,
you can. $250, you know, one night a year to see Billy Joel or whatever. But you know, you don't pay $25 to go down the street and watch a play on the corner.
It's a loss.
But I recommend everybody. You know, yeah, it's a beautiful little piece of art and
$30. Sounds great. Sounds like a good evening out.
Better than Billy Joel.
Better than Billy Joel. You're saying it right now.
Right there.
So I want to thank you, Will Bradley. We've known and loved you, Pretty Little Liars, The Normal Heart. Now on stage in Southern California. Great chance to see. I want to thank you so much, Will, for being part of the bigger picture.
Well, thank you so much. It was great talking to you guys.
Right. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back to you, friends and neighbors, just 2 minutes' time.